You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Last week we talk about our two Gemaras. The Gemara that Tepshim ben Shetach couldn't be Moitzi others unless he ate Kazayis Dagan. And most Mishraim hold Kazayis Dagan is Darabon. It's Darabon. And that's the Pashas of Gemara. Gemara says on Daf Chav from Abayz, Amu Malachi Asher Sifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bani Shalayim. Kasa B'Sar Secha, you lace upon a Lika Shechet. You don't show favoritism. You don't take a bribe. Right, you can't bribe the Bernsham. The Ramban says you can't do mitzvahs to swash the Bernsham. How you show Yisrael upon of Elacha? The Bernsham shows us Ha'aris upon him. Amala Echlo as upon him. Ani Amarti b'Sarosig v'Chalta v'Savata uverachta. V'Heimedaktekim al Atzma Kazayis Kebay. So you see, Kazayis Kebay says a Dinder Ramban. That's the Pashtus of the Gemara. What did I say? Pashtus. Ramban says because it is Gemara. He says, Kazayis is the rice. I had a Gemara here. You don't pass like with the Chacham, with the Malach. Achalta means Kazayis. But most Rubi Shem argue that. So what's the Kasha? You see from over there that a Rabbanon can be Maitzi the rice. Now, let's first think about that. How is that possible? Even if you say that's Pshat in the Gemara, how is it possible that a Rabbanon can be Maitzi the rice? So that Rabbi Chanan already goes in the second Chalik of Kaibet Shurim, that the Pshat is that since it's a Din Lois Sasser, it gives the benching that you're doing a shame deraisa. Okay, good. But the Gemara in the Chafam Abay says that if a woman is part of from Bekas Amazon, deraisa, then she's chayv derabbanan, right? Let's go over that. The Gemara is a shayla if women are chayv from Bekas Amazon, deraisa or not. Well, I could says v'achalt of sabat of rachta Rashi al oritz atayva, and women don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Tosis says, Im ken kahanim levim, you should have the same shayla. So Tosis argues, says, because later on the Gemara says that part of Brikas Amazon is bris and Torah. And since women don't have bris, they don't have Torah, now mechuyim and learning Torah, the mitzvah of Torah, so it could be their part. That's the Gemara shayla. Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? So about that, there's a lot of nafkaminas, what Kibeka says. There's a lot of nafkaminas. Suffolk deraisa the chumah, suffolk derabanan the kula. Right, if a woman ate a good meal and she's misopic, if it's the rice, she has to bench. If she, the Gemara didn't say it. The Gemara said an afkamina. One of the afkaminas is to be moitzi a man who's chayav the rice. If she's the rice, she can be moitzi a man. It's the rabban, she can be moitzi. Zaitman, you see from here, right, the Rishayim Mezitai says that a rabbanan cannot be moitzi the rice. So we're going to go with basically Shita's Taisus and then the Rosh's addition to it. At least what it seems to be in. Taisus says like this, Me'ikra din, we learned the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah last week. You can be mighty someone even if you're not chayiv at this point. A guy made Kiddush already, right? You made Kiddush. And now you want to be mighty somebody else in Kiddush. So you could be mighty. What klal is that? Afo pi sheyatzeh mighty, which is the klal of Kol Yisrael Harevim zeh bezeh. Right? That's what all the Rishayim say. But that's a pshat in the Gemara. Kol Yisrael Harevim zeh bezeh. I'm responsible for you. So I'm responsible that you bench, that you make kiddush. So I can make kiddush. I'm responsible to make avdala. So even though I made avdala already, I can be mighty in avdala. So technically, I can be mighty in Birkas Hamazon. Birkas Hamazon is like not like Birkas Hanen. We mentioned last week that as far as Birkas Hanen, and if you want to make a shahakol, I can't be mighty in your shahakol unless I'm also having a shahakol. But Stamazai, you make shahakol, I can't make a bracha for you. I can make a bracha for you to put on tefillin. I can make a bracha for you to put on tzitzis. But I can't make a bracha of Nenin because you don't have to eat. It's only this din of Arvis is only with your mechuyim. Like we said last week, the Paiskim say, Shechita would also be that way. A guy wants to shech, and let's say he's mute, he can't say the bracha, but he can hear. Can someone else be might see him, who's not shechting? So he should say, no, it's not a Bikas Hanenin, but it's like Bikas Hanenin. Don't shech, who asks you to shech? Right? Who says you have to shech? Bikas Hamazon is not like Bikas Hanenin. Why? Because Bikas Hamazon, now that you ate, you're chayav. So maybe I could be mighty even without eating. But what's the issue? The issue is because how did they bench in their days? They used to be mighty people, right? That's how they did it. With a mezumen. And when you mezumen, you say, Nevarach alakeinu she'achalnu. you can't really say shachalnu if you didn't eat. It doesn't look right. Some Yishanim seem to say, it seems like Birkas Anen. Why? Because if you, at any given moment you give a shir and you ask them, what's Birkas Amaz? Birkas Anen? People say, Birkas Anen. But it's not. It's not Birkas Anen. It's bracha because of the Anen. So they took away the din arvis. Once you eat the rabbanon, it's not because the rabbanon is moitzi the rice. So the pshat is because you can really be moitzi. We mentioned last week a shayla who can write tefillin, only someone who is chay. Can a woman write tefillin? No. A woman's tefillin is not kosher because you're not chay. Ksharten uchsavta. In order to write mezuzah, tefillin, sefer Torah, you have to be chayv and tefillin. And a tumtum and androgynous, can they write tefillin? So we said that's a pashtus not. It's a shayla in prima god. Why? Is that called being chayv and tefillin? It's only chayv and tefillin is suffer. So Mela is tefillin is a suffer. Okay, so pashtus, it's a suffer. So pre-chadosh has a shayla. What if a person ate a good meal, and he's not sure if he benched? Can he be moitzi someone else in benching who did eat? So Bikivek says, of course he could. Why? Because you don't have to eat to be moitzi. The only problem is, because you can't say Nevach Shachal, you could because you ate. You did eat recently, just you're not sure if you're benched. So they didn't take away this din of Arvis. Okay. The problem is the following. The Rosh, when he says this, he says it's Arvis, and that's why you could be moitzi even without eating. But in Isha, the reason the Isha can't be moitzi, a man in benching, is because she's an Isha. That's what he says. Of an Isha, let me read you the lashon. Im tema, my shno. Why is this gemara that a woman can't be moitzi a man because she's chayv d'rabana? The sashe mehadam rinin lahoitzi achem yidei chavasan. You can eat a kazayis dog. Which, by the way, because of this kasher, Ramban says kazayis dogan is the rice. That's where he gets it from this kasher. But the kazayis dogan she kazayis ain't a chayv d'rabana. Vafilo hachi moitzi achem shochid des vi chayv d'tora. Im can be isha nami. The ish afagav shelo achal klum dinu shiyifta sachem. Why? The kol Yisrael are ravens ebezeh. El medaban amu shelo avachu bekas anen. A little different tesis. See, tesis some poskim want to say if you're not benching with a mezumin, then you could be mutz because you're not saying nevach shachal. Tesis the Rosh says. It's because it's like Birkas Anenin. Since like Birkas Anenin, they didn't want to use Arvis unless you ate. Okay, but really the din is you ate because of Arvis. Lefikach shochet kazayis al pi she'ena nischayv d'rabanan. She'ena nischayv d'rabanan. Moitzi zechem, shochet ha'misviya. She'arav hu b'avam. He's an arvah for them. He's responsible. Latzil him in the oven to save them from vayri. He's going to eat. He's not going to bench. Lift oisim in mitzvahs. Avu isha ain't a bechal arvus. That's the words he used. Avu isha ain't a bechal arvus. Woman's not including the arvus. Therefore, she can't be moitz. So the tzach, the dogma vava, takes these words very literally. And not only him, Gedolim before him also took the words of the Rosh very literally, meaning isha doesn't have arvus. A woman doesn't have arvus. Arvus, you see, the Gemara says that arvus, the Gemara in Saita, the arvus, each one of us, we got 600,000 arrayed, right? It sounds like a 600,000, not more. So woman, there were women too besides the 600,000. Okay, so it's a whole big tumor with it. Maybe we'll talk about later with Gerim about that. But anyway, they understood the Rosh that women don't have arms. Therefore, in Reish Ayin Aleph, in Or Chaim, in Dogel Mavava, he goes on a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says like this, that in the Rambam, it's the Mashmos of the Rambam, I mean, Klar, the Rambam, that Kiddush Midaraisa is words. You don't need Al Nusach is the Rabbanin, and Yayin is the Rabbanin. That's not like Taisa is one sheet that holds Yayin is the rice. You don't have to drink the wine, but you have to make Kiddush all the wine. But Taisa, Rambam, and the Pashas, the Poiskim Neman, that Kiddush Midaraisa is only words. You don't need to say the nusach. The nusach we have the made up. You can talk about Shabbos, right? If Kivega wants a time, if you say Shabbos Taba, a good Shabbos, a good Shabbos. So, yeah, it's a kiddush. Therefore, the Magen Avraham says that when you daven, you yoytze kiddush derais. Now there's a whole tumul on that Magen Avraham. Minchas Chinas Kasha, the Mishnah brings Shamaiti that the Minchas Chinas has the Kasha, and we'll leave that. If anybody has it, you can ask later. But what? Yeah, that's the Kasha. What happened to Zechit Sias Mitzvah? We don't say. And now, and our davening, Shem's davening, there was, but Shem. But Akoponim, the Magen Avraham says, Yaitzin Kiddush. So Dagum Mavava says, I have a big problem now. That means when we daven in shul, we're really yaitze kiddush derais. Now we come home, what happened? We're making kiddush derabanan. Right? Derabanan, which is a big kiddush, by the way. Big kiddush, why? Because usually you say, the Taz points this out. Usually you say, when you have to do something deraisa, right, and midrabanan said to do it a special way, and you did the raisa without the rabanan, you yaitza. So okay, so you didn't do it the right way, but you yaitza. I have to do it again midrabanan. So tas tainas, you could from this salach you could, which goes into, for instance, why do we go back and eat the matzah without his seva? The seva pashas is the rabanan pashas, right? So what do you have to go back for? You yaitza the raisa. Okay, so maybe you have to go back for the save and not for the. But over here, it's not so kiddush. You made kiddush already, yet you got to do kiddush the right way, the rabbanon. Okay, right. So now, in other words, it's, let's say a guy would take an esrog and he wouldn't be yaitz din the rabbanon, but he was yaitz. So he has to take again. Pasha's not. He was yaitz. But it says over here, you do. Okay, so now so the dog mother has a problem. Your wife is chayav in kiddush. Women are chayav in kiddush. Zachar v'shama. Call she yeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'schira. You know that women are chayav. The Gemara says two places. Women are chayav in kiddush, even though it's a zman grama. But since it's a hekesh, zochah siyam shabbos kodesh, shomer siyam shabbos kodesh. Right? It's called zochah v'shama. The only reason Shlomo Alkabetz called it shomer zochah is because his first name was Shlomo, and he had to put in the shin. And that's posh. I've seen many people bother with this, but I don't think it's such a kasha. He did it because of his first name, right? It spells out his name. But I coupon him, so women usually don't daven ma'ariv. So when you come home, your wife is chayav in kiddush d'raisa. You're chayav in kiddush d'rabbanan. So what's the problem? So the dogma of vav is mesupik. Do you say, what does the rush mean? That Isha has no arvus for man? But maybe a man has arvus for an isha, or maybe not. Maybe the connection between a woman, there's no arvus. Maybe, I don't know what the pshat is, he said, but maybe there's no arvus when it comes to women. Not only women to us, but us to women too. Anyway, that's the Dagam of Avavah's time. Everybody understands? That's his. Comes along with Kiveg and he says, what are you talking about? That's a pshat in the rush. That's a pshat. Rush never meant women are not b'chal arvus. What the rush meant to say is, here, women are not arvus. Not because she's a woman, because she's pata from because samasa. In other words, I'm going to ask you this question. Okay, we've discussed. Mitzal Kohen came to Trieste to look for a Sreg Gemelo, and he was a Kohen. And the Sfaradim duchen. I mean, nowadays Baruch Hashem and Chutzar say duchen every day, but many times, even in America, just not so many years ago. They used to do it only on Shabbos, which was on right. They're supposed to do it every day. But a kopanim, so they called him up, and they said to him, you're mechubet to be the koyin for the Nesias Kapayim. Then he realized that he was the only koyin, and the other kohen stood there listening to him, and he was moitzi them with Shemeya Ko'oina. And of course, this became the big problem, the brisk, the Beis Halevi, there's no Shemek Oina, but Akoponim in Kilos Kodesh Trieste, Rav Heinach Zazayin Gesund. So he said, that, I don't know where we got it from, but the reason they did it over there is because they had a lot of Kohanim that were post Kohanim. They came from, you know, divorced. Their last name was Kohen, but they were not Kohanim, which is unusual, because Sfaradim are usually very mocked in these things, in Yichas. So they didn't want them to bench because they were afraid it's not a big scam. So they had one person do it, whatever. But that was the minute to be moitz. Could Yisrael be moitzi them? Can Yisrael go ahead? So they held Yisei Shemei Koine. And Vital Koine held that too. Chazayin Yisrael's also, you could do it. One coin could be moitzi others. Could you have a Yisrael be moitzi to others?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Why? So what if he's not mechuyev? Right, so therefore what? But he's might see you in Shemei Koine. Right, I understand. So no, yeah, it's not, but he's being might see you in Shemei Koine. What, so? And if I was Yotze, ready? What's this? But no, he's not doing it for himself. He's doing it for you. So what? So you're saying like this? What? What does it mean? So zar? What?
He's not. It's not in the list.
So you're saying he's not mechuyev with that?
That's
saying
that. It's
what? It's a love. It's a essay, but when that's when he's doing it for himself. He's doing it for. What are you saying, Rafa?
Arvis is doing it for my license.
Right.
He's strong. Doesn't have the license.
So what is the tzlach saying? That if Isha would have Arvis, she can be mighty you in Birkas Amazon. Right.
There's no arvus.
That's what he's understanding.
Right.
But if there wouldn't be a chiddush that a woman doesn't have arvus, then she would be able to be moitzi a man. Why? What? Why? Right. Why would she be able to be moitzi a man? But she's not chayev. If you hold that she's not chayev, how would she be able to be moitzi a man?
If she says the
word, it's Shemei Koine. No, we have to start with Arvis, otherwise it's not a called a...
If you need Arvis in order to be
Shemei Koine. Sure, no, you need to be, you don't need Arvis when the person's Chayev, but in order to meet to make, and I'm not Chayev, the guy's writes already Kriyas Megillah. How could I be Moitzi someone else? That's called Arvis.
She's eating.
But she's not, she's Potter. But she so what? What? So 1 second. So what do you see from this? So Kivengas says that's Shanda Rosh. The Shanda Rosh is that an Isha can be mighty a man in Bikas Mazen, not because she's an Isha, because he needs to say Aisha in Bikas Mazen is Potter. And if you're Potter from Mitzah, you can't be an Arivan a Mitzah. You can only be an Arv and a Mitzvah if you're Chayv a Mitzvah. The Pshan Arvis is, I'm going to ask you a question. That's the following question. An Israeli, can he be, is he in America? Keeps one day, oh good, he has to not do Malacha, but he doesn't have to make Kiddush. Can he make Kiddush for an American second night? Okay, good. But can he, you can't he?
What?
Can he, you can't he? What? You can't? Why? What?
There's
absolutely no chiyuv.
Yeah, that's what it has to be, but it's
the basis of Kivager is, can someone who's chayev on the 14th to read the Megillah, can he read for somebody on the 15th? Zok Teufis and Yevamis. V'chein Nira, the Amr B'Yushami, the Ben Ir, Eina Moitzi Ben Krach. The Kol She'eina Mechuyu B'davar, Ein Moitzi Acher Midei Chavas. Says he can't. Taisa says he can't. So if you have a Gemara, not that way, ask it on Taisa, not me, okay? But I guarantee you, Taisa says he can't. The Gemara says it's all about the Rabbanim. They're both the Rabbanim. No. That's not the point. That's Salach already. It's so by with the husband ain't durabah. So she could be mites of durabah. Okay, 1 second. So I have another shayla. Nursing homes, right? You have old people, they can't drink wine, they can't make kiddush. So there are people who do chasadim, they go to nursing homes, they make it. All right, so now there's a nursing home on Beach 80th, if you're interested. Now, I would not walk through there on Shabbos, right? It's, you know, you all understand. Ben, excuse me. Right? But a koponim, so what is, so many people, what they do, they go to a nursing home, they make kiddush, and they drive back and have a couple of Shabbos. Nursing home, a couple of Shabbos, 6 o'clock. I drive home, I'm a couple of Shabbos, 7 o'clock. Can you be might see those people? So it's a shayla. Yeah, so the first shayla is a kibbegas shayla. It's misopin. Why? Because the Israeli can become an American. Well, he's an American, so you know, it's not bad. So Shlomo, the second shayla is Shlomo Zalman. A guy could decide to keep Shabbos too. Okay, well, he's not going to, he doesn't want. But Lemaisi could. Okay, but what am I trying to bring up? Rabbi Kivega's said is if you're plotted from a mitzvah, even if you have that mitzvah in general, before all said, you have the mitzvah of Kiddush, but I don't have Kiddush right now. Is that different? Because I could have Kiddush. But the point is, Rabbi Kivega's saying is to be chayav in Arvis, to be of Arvis, you have to be have the mitzvah. If you have the mitzvah, you could be Arav on the mitzvah. I have Megillah, I could be Moitzah. I have Avdallah, I could be Moitzah. But if I don't have the mitzvah like a isha, how can I be mitzvah? But kiddush that a woman has the mitzvah, of course she's an arif for a man. Kivega says the man can be mitzvah when you come from shul. You can be mitzvah wife. Your wife can be mitzvah you if she was already made kiddush. Let's say a woman was already yaitzah kiddush, right? And a husband can't drink wine. She can be mitzvah him in kiddush. Why? Even though she made kiddush, let's say. Because she's chayiv in it, and again, so that's a, comes out of Meridika Machloikas from Tzlach and Kivega. 2 points: A, is the isha have arvus? In other words, according to the Tzlach, a woman, according to Dagam Avava, the Tzlach, a woman cannot go ahead and be mitzi her husband in kiddush if she was already yaitz a kiddush. Okay, but another point is if a woman, if somebody is potter from a mitzvah, there could be an arev on the other person's mitzvah. Now, as far as Birkas Kanim, that could be your right. That's what Yael was really saying. That's the point. That as far as a woman, if she does a mitzvah, it's called a mitzvah. It's not mechuyah, but it's called a mitzvah, please. Birkas Kahanim, I'm not shaykh to do Birkas Kahanim. I'm not a koyan. It's not called. Okay, let's leave that. What I wanted to bring about is like this. Let's say I see someone doing an aveira. What do I have to do? What?
After the
you have to stop him, right?
Warn him.
I'm an Arav, right? We know Arav lot seal him in Arav. That was a bunch of lot. Call yourself Avim Zebazah. Do I have to stop a coin from being metam himself? I see a coin in basic words. Am I mechuyev to stop him? So that's what I'm asking. Am I mechuyev to stop him? Why? According to Kivega, you're not mechuyev. Well, when what's that? Let me explain. If the pshat is like Rav David said that it's arvus, and I only have arvus on the mitzvah, not on the person. That's what comes out. The tzlach is saying you can have arvus on the person. I'm an arvus for you, right? I am part of that mitzvah, but I'm an arvus for you. Therefore, if we wouldn't have this new din that the isha has no arvus, which again, that's the way Tzlach understood it. That's the way the Prima Godem understood it. That's the way the Alfandari, the Mutzal Ma'esh understood it. Rabbi Kivega comes along and says, not that way. Mishmur Paskas, I could be Kivega. Okay, but, you know. But the point is that according to these Gedolim, what's the reason the Isha can't be Moitzi Amin in Birkas HaMazon? Not because she's part of Birkas HaMazon, because she's not an Arev, because she's an Isha. But had the cloud, let's say Lu Yitzuya, Kuntar Tzlach, no offense to anyone who was read here or who was once read here, right? So if a person at the Torah, what are you looking? The Torah said red-haired people are potter from Birkas HaMazon. Let's say it would be such a day, right? A red-haired person doesn't have to bench, but he can be might see somebody else in benching. Why? Because he's an Arev for that other person. That's what it comes out from the Tzlach. And the Kivega says, that's not true. If you're potter from the mitzvah, you're not Arev in the mitzvah. Now, if we admit to what Rav David said, that the reason you have to stop people from doing a virus is because of something called arvus, that means according to Kivega, I have no arvus on the koyin, because I'm not chayvin that mitzvah, so then I'm not mechuyev to stop him.
The other one is an arvus, and the stars, Hashem will care about it. He goes, no, that is on the lavin. On lavin, he's part of the client. He's hired an arvus house.
So the
Beis Halevi has a shaila. What happens if you're potter from that mitzvah? Can you make a cut and be a cut and pay and go to the Beis Akvaris? Maybe you're allowed, or maybe this is only he comes out not though, but then at the same time. Oh, so okay, so before we get to that, you were saying also maybe Tachocha is different. Let's see. Well, but let's first see a Gemara in Yevamos. Okay, Gemara in Yevamos on the Peches on the Beis. Gemara says like this. Gemara says,
What happened with the Salakon?
It says that he did it. Now that he did it, he was such a genius that as he did it, it could be, I don't remember the truth exactly, he thought by Ve'yavarchem Aaron, by the Chanukah Samishkan says Ve'yavarchem Aaron. So Aaron was Be'echem Be'echas Kahan. So the Ramban holds it can't be. Before they got the mitzvah Be'echas Kahan. So Panim Yofis says, if it's Be'echas Kahan, what does Aaron got to do with it? All the Kahan should be there. He said Aaron was mighty everybody. He thought while he was doing it, that Aaron was mighty everybody. That's how he maybe said it later. I don't remember. But I remember it says that he thought of such a pshat.
Aaron Bono. The
Pasuk
on the mitzvah
is
Aaron Bono.
No, but Vachem Aaron.
Yeah, I know. But the mitzvah of Be'echas Kahan.
Of course it's everyone.
I'm just doing rationalization. Why he might have thought that Aaron, at least one, that Aaron himself was in all the mitzvah.
But what do you see in Berkas Kahanim? He said a chiddush that the Aaron himself was mitzvah. It says v'yivarchem Aaron. Okay, so listen to this Gemara. Gemara says on Peiches of the Beis like this: Minayin shim. It's a brayse. Minayin shim lo rotza dafnei. Now dafnei. I'm not sure. I think it's a Greek word. Somebody told me. He kove kitcher bar kocha, beat him up. In other words, Rashi says like this: No rotsa koyin leskadish minatuma. You see, koyin the basic verse. Get out of this. No, I'm not getting out of here. So you got to go and beat him up. Right? Umenoshim psulas. He's married to a grusha. I had a one time a friend of mine in Shleimers. I never shared it with you. Who was went off to Derech Nebuch, and he's a Kohen. He called me up once. Wants to get married. Can I be Masada Kedush? It's like, what's up? So I want to be, wants me to be Masada Kedush. I haven't talked to him in years. So then I said to him, I said, you're a Kohen, right? He says, yeah. So he said, who are you marrying? So he said, but she was only, he's not from. He says, She got married to a conservative man, so she's not really married. It was a Lamden. Right. No, it's not bad. What? Okay, good. Okay. So, what? No.
Why?
Why? What's the shayla? But why? Well, you're rusting today. Why? So there's a children with Kiveger. This is my tushin. There was a Kedushin with Adam with Germany who shaved with razor blades. Rabbi Kiveger says, Gabi Choshish, because in Germany they think shaving with a razor blade is a frumkeit that the Jews in Poland and Hungary adhere to. They didn't know. So I asked him Feivel then. He said he wouldn't. I said, there's no Edom. He says, what do you mean? Those Edom are not necessarily possible just because they're conservative Jews. What do they know if they don't know? You don't know. Your friend is possible because he grew up from. Right? His father was a rabbi. A rabbi. But the other ones, it's good Shiloh. Anyway, so what's the din? You have to, it says over there, Daphne, you beat him up. Frek the Gemara, what is it talking about? Right? So look in Rashi. Rashi says over there, Havadai isim of forsim afilu is a sukkah, right? It's a krah. The vaday kafina le. He said, what do you need a pasuk for? The Gemara comes out, it's a whole complicated case. But the stam, if you see a kohen, the basic course, of course you have to kick him out. You have to beat him up. Why? Why is that so posh? According to Kivenga, you're not an R.A. According to the Slav, we understand you're an R.A. So some of you are one of Tainochech, the Chech, we'll go into that. But first, I want to say over a machloikis ktsois in the seats. The ktsois tain is like this. The Gemara says in Gittin, I think it's Peches in the base, the Gemara says that there will be ma'asa on Gittin. Rabbi Yosef was forcing people to give Gittin. So I forgot who asked. He said, how could you do that? What?
To get Musa.
And what's wrong with get Musa?
So,
and what's, but he's, he has to do it, but they do it. Bezdin does it. What? Right? Koifanoi Sachi Yama
right
side. Good, but you got it. You could do it. The problem is, he has to. It says the Eilim Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneihem. What's Lifneihem mean? Lifneihem. What does Rashi say? Lifneihem v'lo
Lifneihem.
Lifnei Akum. Lifneihem v'lo Lifneihem. Hedyotis. Hedyotis. Akos is them. Hedyotis. Also, it has to be in front of Smuchin. We don't have Smicha nowadays. Our Smicha is gone. The real Smicha. Not the Smicha you got in Yeshiva. The Smicha. The real Smicha. Ish Mipi Ish from Moshe Rabbeinu. How could you do that? Right? So he said, Anan Shukusai Gavdini. They set it up in a way that we could still do certain things. Otherwise, our bezin is meaningless, right? What does it mean? That's a different issue. What's our bezin? But what does it say? So it says over in that Gemara that in order to force a person to do a mitzvah, giving that Rambam Mamish says it's a mitzvah. I just talk about a guy that they hold it's a mitzvah, he should divorce his wife and he doesn't want to. Right? So Ksai says you need a bezda to do it. An individual can't do it. An individual can't do it. And the Nesivas Tain is it's not true. You could. Why? It says, I have a Furshi Gemara and Bava Kamba. It's Chavchas, Chavzayin. The Gemara says over there, they're Minayan Eved Ivri, that his years, that he's living with a Shufra Knadis, because he's louder, and his years came up. He's over 6 years. And he says, I'm not leaving this woman. She's my wife. No. What?
He has to leave.
Not only has to leave, it says, Make Ashinov. His Odin hits him in the teeth. He knocks his teeth out, as they say, right? He beats him up. So he says, well, you see, his Odin can beat him up. In order to see that even an individual could do it. Okay, that's the question. In other words, the din of forcing to do, let's explain that. In other words, I think you mentioned before, koifen ala mitzvahs, right? You're koifen ala mitzvahs. So what does koifen ala mitzvahs mean? It means if you see a guy's not doing, I'm going to ask you like this, you can be koifen ala mitzvah. A guy's not saying Krishna, you beat him up, right? The son doesn't want to say Krishna, beat him up, right? Don't, no, not advising you to do that. It didn't work. It doesn't work, right? So you beat him up till he gets up, right? But I upon him, So it says koifenoisa. What happens? A guy doesn't want to eat matzah. Do you beat him up? He's not eating matzah. Night of Pesach. See, it's only 5 to 12. Do you beat him up or not? So nachoren and taina. No. Why? Because so what?
And
bezdin.
Bezdin. We don't have a bezdin.
Besides that, we don't have Bezdin on Shabbos. As you all know, we don't have Bezdin on Shabbos.
Or at night.
What?
Or at night.
Or at night is a different halacha. It's a different halacha. But you don't have Bezdin can't, that depends. But in other words, Bezdin can't, the Gemara says, can't give punishments. So someone learns is because they give Mises, it's a Chil Shabbos. Rambam says you can't give Malkus. The Chuvas Goyim says you can't put a guy in jail on Shabbos. Why? Because there's no bet, so maybe you can't force it.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.